The BBC presents My Music, a musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreier. And here's Steve Race to introduce the teams.
Music is here again. Let me run down the cast for you, as if that were necessary. Frank Muir and David Franklin, pitting their musical knowledge against Dennis Norden and Ian Wallace. First round, music specially written to feature the piano, a mark for the composer, another mark for the title of the piece, and a third mark for naming the key. We begin with David Franklin.
Well, it isn't worthwhile sending that. Just wrap it and I'll take it with me.
You'll eat it here.
Which is, I fancy, Grieg's piano concerto. The shortened version, of course.
Truncated, indeed, yes. And the key.
Oh, yes. Well, the key is A minor.
Thank you. You have three beautiful marks there. The piano concerto, a mark by Grieg, a mark A minor. Dennis Norden, here's one for you.
Ready when you are.
We let that run a bit because it's so nice.
Yes.
Dennis.
Well, we know this one. It's the Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto in B flat. I'm not sure whether it's a minor or an 1100. But,
good enough.
Is it? Yes.
You've got three marks. B flat minor. Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto. Ian Wallace, the music for you. Ian.
The composer is Chopin.
Who said that?
That got a very...
Or...
Well, now, this is going to take some time to elucidate this. I can see that. You're not buying Chopin, obviously.
No, give us an encore. No,
yes.
No.
Well, then you'd obviously buy Johann Sebastian Mozart.
Acker Mozart. Yeah.
You'd buy that, obviously.
Well, yes. I don't. Yeah, let's, maybe half a mark. See how you get on with the rest of it.
Yes.
Mozart.
This is a march. It's a sort of. It's not a Polish march, no.
No. Further east.
The Russian.
No, down a bit.
Turkish march. Turkish march.
Turkish, that was the word I was after. Well, not so much a march as a...
dance.
No, a...
stroll, a short... amble. It's a Turkish amble.
Try for the key, Ian.
It's either a Yale or a Mortis. It's in the minor key. I think it goes into the major later on, just that bit that fades out.
That's very funny you should say that, because it's true, but it's the other way around. It's, I'll tell you what it is, then I'll see if it can give you any marks. It's from the Sonata in A Major, Piano Sonata number 11 by Mozart, Rondo à la Turca, it's known as.
Yes.
Rondo, I was trying to indicate by moving my finger around in circles. In A minor there, but the sonata itself's in A major. I should think, what, a mark out of three would be pitifully...
Well, generous. I think 1.5. We kept it going a bit.
I think one.
He thinks one.
I think one. Let's see how Frank gets on with the composition, composer, and key of this.
Do. March Militaire.
One mark.
Schubert.
Another mark.
In uniform. In step. Why have you stopped writing? You knew more than I did. What's the key?
Ah.
There's no reason why you should know this, so I'll give you a clue. Ray is do.
Ray is do. Do, D. Ray, R.
Yeah,
the key of R.
You got it right. I think you figured it wrong, but you've got the right answer. D. D major or minor.
What? Yes. Yes, it must be.
Yes, it is. You're absolutely right, it is. D major. And the next round. Music from films. For one mark, the title of the film. For two more marks, the names of two stars who appeared in it. David, here's yours.
This is the Sig tune for a James Bond film.
Yes.
Two stars.
One of them was the title of a James Bond film.
What?
The title of a James Bond film.
Old Dr. No.
Yes, Dr. No.
Written by John Barry.
What do you mean, the same chap who did Peter Pan?
No. It wasn't anyway. It was written. That particular tune was written by Monty Norman.
Was it?
Yeah, it appeared in Dr. No.
That was written by... Music was by Monty Norman.
Yes, thank you. Two stars,
please.
And the
star of the film was Sean Connery.
And one other star.
There's an Oriental gentleman with a medical degree, wasn't there, who played the title role.
Yes.
Was that Peter Cushing?
No, not. I don't think so.
How do you know?
No, I must call a halt. I must call a halt at this point. You could have had Ursula Andress.
Could
I? Be nice. You could have. It was my joke, but never mind. Or you could have had Daniela Bianchi, or any various other people who appeared in Dr. No or From Russia with Love. Anyway, that's two marks out of the three. Dennis Norden, film and two stars, please, for this tune.
Well, the film had the same title.
Yes, that's why we did a vocal version for you.
Yeah, it's a very weepy film, actually, called I'll Be Seeing You.
Yes.
And it had Joseph Cotten and Ginger Rogers.
Thank you, there's your three marks.
You can always mark this one as a banker on your pools.
Yes. Our film theme now for Ian.
I don't think it has anything to do with Laurel and Hardy. I don't think we'll waste the court's time unless there is any possibility of a little hint of some kind.
Well, I could give you the title and then ask for some stars, couldn't I?
Yeah.
Title,
yeah.
The loss of one mark, Spellbound.
Gregory Peck and Ingrid Bergman.
Yes.
To name but a few.
Yeah.
Right, there's two out of three, I suppose. Yes, Ingrid Bergman, Gregory Peck in Spellbound, and rather nice, bombastic bit of music for Frank Miller.
George N. Cohan.
Yep.
Title. Played by James Cagney.
Yes. And the title of the film?
Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Yes, and another star, please, for your third mark.
Not Ruby Keeler.
No, no. A bit late for Ruby Keeler, I think. I'll have to tell you, I've got a list of various people here, but... Well...
Can you give me a hint?
I'll give you a hint, yes. You'll get it straight away. The father of a very eminent film director.
Mm. Oh, Walter Huston.
Yes, that's right. Also Joan Leslie and, for what it's worth, Francis Langford, who sang, and George Tobias was in this as well, and lots of other people. Well, I think 2.5 out of 3, because I really did have to prompt you with that. General musical knowledge. David Franklin. Francisco Barbieri was a Spanish composer, adored by the ladies because of his zarzuelas. What are zarzuelas?
Well, are they human animals?
No, I'm afraid not. No.
He was adored because there's some sort of a dance.
No,
no, they're not.
No, no, not dance. No. Instrument?
They're a musical instrument.
No, no.
Unmusical instrument.
I can't give you any more wild guesses, can I? They are, in fact, Spanish operettas with spoken dialogue. A typically Spanish form of entertainment, they tell me. Never mind, better luck next time. Dennis, if, as a performing musician, you were instructed to take off your sordine, what would you do?
Limp.
I would fight it, quite frankly. Because you can get on in show business without that kind of... I presume it's a part of a musical instrument which you can take off.
Yes.
Well, I would say it's that handkerchief that people lay on top of drums. or a packet of sandwiches that some of them put on.
What's
a mute suggests my quick-witted partner.
Yes? You would remove the mute from your instrument if instructed to take off your sordine. That's right. 2 marks. Ian, your question. What is an A&R man?
What is an A&R man?
Yes.
That's an animal that a lot of people search for. He is an artists and repertoire man. That doesn't convey very much to anybody, but he is the chap who gets people together to make a disc. He is the chap who organizes it.
Yes, or manages the recording artist's affairs and supervises his recording sessions. You have one, I'm sure. I've had perhaps more than one in your time.
Yes, I have.
Yes. That's 2 marks. Frank, how does a drummer make a sizzle?
Does he make a what?
A sizzle.
Well, he spits on a hot clarinet.
Or?
Is that an onomatopoeic word?
Yes, really.
Is it that? Is it one of those symbols with holes drilled in it and little quarter-inch nuts and bolts?
Exactly what it is, yes. Or paper clips will do. They drill holes in the symbol and put these clips in to make a sizzling effect. 2 marks to Frank Muir. In this round, I'd like, please, the name of the show and the year in which it was first staged in Britain. David Franklin, the song Someday My Heart Will Awake from...
Someday My... It's an Ivor Novello.
He wasn't singing it.
He wasn't singing it.
It was the lady.
The lady.
Finnish lady with a very nice voice.
Finnish lady with a very nice voice.
Not Finnish. Finnish.
A Finnish lady with a very nice voice.
She had brown eyes.
And the year.
Yes.
The year.
Pull yourself together.
Oh, 1935?
No, I can't give you any, can I? It was from the show King's Rhapsody in 1949. Nevertheless, that...
Warm.
Thank you for an entertaining moment.
I'd be ashamed of an honest answer. Don't cry.
So, Dennis Norton. Your turn. I'll follow my secret heart.
No account. That would be about 1935, I would think.
Very near. 34. You get a mark there.
Well, it's about 1935.
And the name of the show?
I can't remember the name of the show.
It was from Conversation Piece.
Oh.
conversation piece in 1934. You got a mark for the date, anyway, so that's fair enough. Incidentally, George Sanders was in the cast of that thing, not generally remembered conversation piece. Ian, I left my heart at the stage door canteen.
This is the army.
This is the army.
This is the army.
And the year was in Britain?
1942. Or three, yeah.
You've got it again. 1943 it was at the Palladium. Good, two marks. Frank, the many, many pipes of Pan.
Wait, just a minute. The many pipes of Pan, the Arcadians.
Yes. Try 1907.
I'm finished yet. Lionel, I know this, is it? Written by Mr. Lionel Monckton,
yes.
Comma.
The other mark, the year.
Produced the year. What did you say? This is your ear.
It's pre-war. Stop my ear, though.
It's pre-war. It's 1907.
Well, it's
pre-war once removed.
It's 2 years away. I think a half mark for that. One mark for the Arcadians. It was 1909. And another piece of free information, Cicely Courtnage was in the original cast then.
Oh, we get an extra mark for that, Frank.
I do.
Oh, and we do.
Anyway, going on to our next round, in this case, children's songs.
Little drummer boy.
Cast your mind back to Nanny's starched apron, nursery tea, and Master David, tell me, what is this tune called for two marks?
See them gaily gad about. They love to play and shout. They never have any cares.
The teddy bear's picnic.
You're right for two marks. Yes. You're right for two marks. Dennis Norden, the title, please, of this tune.
Alice is marrying one of the guard. A soldier's life is terribly hard.
Says Alice. It's Christopher Robin, who apparently went down with a dreadful disease called Alice. They're changing the guard at Buckingham Palace.
Yes, that isn't actually the title, you know. The title, just give me the place.
Buckingham Palace.
Buckingham Palace is the title, sometimes called Christopher Robin at Buckingham Palace, but not officially called They're Changing Guard at Buckingham Palace. You've got your marks anyway. It comes from, do you know the book? The Book of Poems?
Wait a minute. Now We Are Six.
No, the other one.
When We Were Very Young.
Yes, by A.A. Milne. You have your marks anyway.
Nostalgia.
No. Nostalgiasville. Ian, here's a bit of nostalgia for you.
The wife wants a child. The wife wants a child. E-I-E-I. The wife wants a child.
No doubt.
The title is something to do with my master's lost his fiddling stick. I don't quite understand that reaction from the audience.
It's the marching hymn of the Family Planning Center.
Nothing I say could be the slightest interest after that. But I have to tell you that it's called The Farmer's in His Den.
Oh, yeah.
You learn something new every day.
Don't you?
I should mark Ian six and out.
Well, something new every day. I must admit, Frank, this is the first time I'd ever heard this song today. See if you know what it is, please. Two marks.
Up, two, three, four, dress it up. Two, three, four, by the ranks or single file. Over every jungle mile. Always stamp and brush through the underbrush.
It's American because it's that American style of marching.
Something to do with elephants.
The Americans have this 1-2-3 counting thing. There's American voices. There's jungle. The son of Daktari or something.
Is there anything to do with the Just So stories?
There's a connection.
Well, it's an American version of a Rudyard Kipling Just So story.
No, not the Just So stories.
Just Not So. Jungle Book.
Yes, it's Colonel Hathi's Marching Song of the Elephants. From the Jungle Book. I think 1.5 out of 2 is about right, don't you, there?
I think I'd accept that, yes.
Yes, I think you would, better.
If you
don't, you'll get none out. It is now sing-along with Graham Daly time. Graham plays the start of a song and you carry on with it. A mark for remembering the tune, another mark if you remember the words, and a third mark for carrying straight on where Graham leaves off. David.
Nellie Dean, where we used to sit and dream. Nellie Dean,
Nellie Dean. Drink up, gentlemen.
Where the waters as they go seem to whisper soft and low. You're a better man than I am, Gunga Din.
Well, yes, a deliberate mistake at the end there, but you got so wayward with the tune. I think 2.5 out of 3.
I've never heard the tune before. What was it?
Well, it's a very nice tune you just made up there. 2.5, Nellie Dean from David Franklin. Dennis's turn.
For little girls get... I'll start again. Thank heaven for little girls. They grow up in the most enchanting way. Those little eyes so tender and appealing will one day flash and send you crashing through the ceiling.
Thank heaven that's over.
Yes, so much.
Quite a lot of mistakes, most delightful way, eyes so helpless and appealing, and you did go back to the start. So really, 1.5 out of 3.
And relegation to the second division, I think.
Yeah. Ian, in your case, we're going to hear the intro, and then we're going to ask you to come in big, bold and strong. Here's yours.
As I walked home on a summer night, when the stars in heaven were shining bright, far away from the footlights' glare, into the sweet and scented air of that quaint old Cornish town. Borne from afar on the gentle breeze, joining the murmur of summer seas, distant tones of an old world dance, played by the village band perchance, on the calm air came floating a dawn. There I could hear the curious tone of the cornet, clarinet, and big trombone, fiddle, cello, big bass drum, bassoon, flute, and euphonium, each one making the most of his chance, all together in the floral dance.
Just there. Assisting Graham Dahlia to reserve keyboard there was Bernard Chin, very nice too. And now it's Frank's turn for a song.
We're coming round the mountain, Wendy.
Coming round the mountain, coming round the mountain, coming round the mountain when she comes.
Sing!
Aye, aye, we singing, aye, aye, ippy, ippy, aye.
And there, I'm afraid, we end my music for another week. The winners. Ah, there aren't any winners. It's a tie. Goodbye.
Taking part in my music were David Franklin, Frank Muir, Dennis Norden, and Ian Wallace. At the keyboards were Graham Daly and Bernard Chin, and the chairman was Steve Race. Thank you. questions were compiled by Edward J. Mason, and the program was produced in London by Tony Schreier. Thank you.